Case, educate Akiko on credit, credit reports, and scores. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case, Akiko, a 32-year-old pharmacist living in the San Francisco Bay Area, arrives at the counselor's office looking concerned. After brief introductions, the counselor asks what brings her in today. Akiko, my husband and I are planning to buy our first home soon and start a family. We've been saving for a down payment for the past few years, and I recently paid off my student loans, over $120,000. I was expecting my credit score to improve after eliminating that debt, but when I checked last week, it had actually dropped by 30 points. I don't understand why, and the timing couldn't be worse since we want to apply for a mortgage in the next few months. Counselor, that must be frustrating, especially after working so hard to pay off your student loans. Akiko, it really is. My husband is a physician, and between our incomes, we can afford a modest home in the area, even with the high prices. But we want to get the best mortgage rate possible, and I'm worried this drop in my score will affect that. We've both been careful with our finances. We don't carry credit card balances. We pay everything on time, and I thought eliminating my student debt would be the final step to an excellent credit profile. Counselor, I understand your concern, especially with such important life changes on the horizon. Akiko, I've always had good credit habits. My parents taught me to be responsible with money, and I've never missed a payment on anything. The only debt I have now is my car loan, which has about $10,000 left on it and $5,000 in credit card debt. My husband still has some medical school loans, but he's on track with those payments. I don't check my credit score obsessively, but I use one of those free monitoring services through my credit card company. That's how I noticed the drop. Counselor, it sounds like you've been doing many things right when it comes to credit management. Akiko, that's why I'm so confused. I closed the student loan accounts about 6 weeks ago with a final payment from our savings. I thought eliminating debt was always positive for your credit score. Now I'm wondering if I should have kept them open somehow or paid them off more gradually. Did I make a mistake? And more importantly, what can I do now to bring my score back up before we apply for a mortgage? Question 1. What factors likely contributed to the drop in Akiko's credit score after paying off her student loans, and how should the counselor explain these credit scoring dynamics in an accessible way? Question 1 sample response. The counselor can validate Akiko's confusion by letting her know it seems counterintuitive that paying off debt would hurt one's credit score. Then engage her in a conversation to educate her about credit scoring components and explain a few factors like credit history length and credit mix. Her student loans were likely some of her oldest accounts. When these closed, the average age of her credit history decreased, which can temporarily lower her score. Explain that scoring models reward managing different types of credit successfully, and that with student loans gone, her credit diversity decreased. Question 2. What strategies could the counselor recommend for Akiko to improve her credit score in the short term before applying for a mortgage, and how should these recommendations be prioritized based on their potential impact and timeline? Question 2 sample response. The counselor could ask Akiko when she and her husband hope to apply for a mortgage, as this can help prioritize the most impactful actions within their time frame. Discuss utilization strategies, since credit utilization influences up to 30% of the credit score. Ask, how would you feel about adjusting how you use your existing credit cards without increasing your spending? Recommend reviewing her credit report for inaccuracies, as any errors could be quickly disputed and resolved and would improve her score. Remind her that these are generally beneficial practices, so it would support their efforts related to mortgage approval and long-term financial well-being. Question 3. How should the counselor help Akiko and her husband prepare for the mortgage application process, particularly focusing on how their credit profiles will be evaluated by lenders and what aspects beyond credit scores they should address? Question 3 sample response. Counsel Akiko that credit scores are one element that lenders use and that they typically use the middle score from each of the big three bureaus. Counsel her that lenders also evaluate monthly debt obligations relative to income. Educate Akiko about debt-to-income ratio. With their strong incomes and limited debt, they are likely in a good position despite the credit score fluctuation. Counsel Akiko about how a stable employment history strengthens an application. Point out that established careers are a positive factor. Ask if it would feel helpful to create a documentation checklist specific to her situation and discuss the timing of her mortgage application to maximize approval chances. Question 4. What is one affirmation the counselor can give Akiko to help her recognize her strengths in credit management, despite her current frustration with her credit score? Question 4 sample response. The counselor could reinforce what they heard in the session with Akiko by saying something like, I heard you describe what you understood about why your score dropped, and it wasn't because you did something wrong. Paying off your student loan debt triggered several credit score components at once. First, you lost your credit history length because those were your oldest accounts. Second, your credit mix changed because you no longer had as many different types of loans. And third, the proportion of your remaining debt, your car loan, actually increased relative to your total available credit. Credit scores don't exactly measure financial responsibility. They demonstrate ongoing management of different types of credit. So even though paying off loans may be good for an individual's financial health, the scoring system sees it as having less credit to manage successfully.